This is True News, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help us God. I'm Rick Wiles. The former president of Russia is clearly a believer in Jesus Christ. Once again, Dmitry Medvedev referred to the book of the Revelation of Jesus Christ while answering a question about the Ukraine war and World War III. Meanwhile, the head of the Russian Orthodox Church said he wants the Russian Duma to outlaw all homosexual propaganda in the country. Here in the USA, Mark Zuckerberg admitted to Joe Rogan that Facebook censored everybody who posted comments about Hunter Biden's laptop. And the people who sold Ashley Biden's abandoned diary have been convicted of felonies and are facing prison time. It's just another day in a world that has gone insane. Doc Burkhardt and I are ready to tell you what we think about the news today. So let's start with the report from TASS News Agency in Russia. Medvedev is the former president of Russia. The apocalypse in the world has not yet come, but at least the first angel trumpeted.
Yes, so he's quoting Revelation 8:7 there about the first angel sounding and hail and fire mingled with blood falling upon the earth.
Doc, this is not the first time Medvedev has quoted the book of Revelation talking about the Ukraine war.
Right. He also talked about the four horsemen of the apocalypse in the past and other references in different interviews. So obviously, he's sending a very clear message in his remarks when he has these interviews. Now, this interview today was with French media outlet LCI. And so we see a theme that's appearing in Mr. Medvedev's statements here over the past few months. Interfax also had this story on Medvedev. They didn't focus so much on the angel remarks as about the significance of Russia's special military operation. They label it SVO in the Russian translation, that it's meant to prevent a third world war. So they're having this military operation, Rick, at least from the Russians' perspective, to prevent World War III.
Okay, there's a little bit of Orwellian newspeak.
We're
killing people so there won't be a war. Where we kill more people.
Right. So to quote from Interfax here, a special military operation in Ukraine is being carried out to prevent a third world war, said Deputy Chairman of the Security Council of the Russian Federation, Dmitry Medvedev. In an interview with Darius Rochebon's program for the French TV channel LCI, he explained that if Ukraine received support and joined NATO and then launched a military operation against Russian territory, it would mean the beginning of a third world war. He went on to say, still, the situation is still manageable to hold. Although if we make such a biblical comparison and recall the words from the revelation of John the theologian, that is from the Apocalypse, and the first angel blew his trumpet, and there were hail and fire. Well, at least the first angel trumpeted, but the apocalypse has not yet come, and I hope will not come, the deputy chairman said. He was asked whether there is a possibility in the military doctrine of Russia to use tactical nuclear weapons if in the situation with Ukraine, a threat arises directly to the territory of the Russian Federation. He went on to say, the military doctrine on this topic in our country is open. There's a special document. It is called The Fundamentals of State Policy in the Field of Nuclear Deterrence. And there in paragraph 19, if I'm not mistaken, four grounds for the use of nuclear weapons are listed. So they actually have a list, Rick. Well, for the sake of interest and for the French public, I will list them. The launch of nuclear weapons, the use of nuclear weapons, strikes against critical infrastructure that controls nuclear weapons, or other actions that threaten the existence of the state itself. So far, such actions have not yet been observed, Mr. Medvedev said.
It's that last one that you gotta
so far
watch, actions that threaten the existence of the state itself, because that's open-ended. And you can fill in the blanks. Almost anything could be construed as threatening the existence of the country. So,
well, the third one is the one that worries me, because you could classify a cyber attack in there.
Yes.
And Russia could say that is justification for a response from the Russian Federation. But that's equivalent to what we said, have said here, that if Russia ever did a cyber attack against us, that would be a case for a nuclear strike against them.
That's what Hillary Clinton said.
Right. And when Hillary Clinton said that, what did the Russians do immediately afterwards? They had a national underground drill.
Yes. So they sent 40 million people to underground nuclear bunkers.
Right.
Just from one comment from Hillary Clinton. Next story, this is Nevasti. Ukrainian armed forces shelled the nuclear power plant.
Now, this is escalation. Once again, we've been warning about this, and now we see that it's the Ukrainian forces that are actually endangering what's happening with that nuclear plant. Four shells hit the area of the storage of radioactive isotopes after the shelling of the territory of the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant by Ukrainian troops, Rina Novosti was told in the press service of the administration of Energodar. He clarified that no damage was caused to the infrastructure or key nodes of the station. Ukrainian punishers continue the global nuclear terror, striking at the territory of a nuclear power plant. So today, four hits were recorded at the Zaporizhzhia NPP in the area of the storage of radioactive isotopes, the agency's interlocutor said. So once again, within the global news reporting scheme that's out there, you're not going to hear anything about the Ukrainians shelling the power plant, are you?
All of the Western reporting about this power plant implies that the Russians are shooting various types of ammo at this power plant, when it's just the reverse. The Russians are on the inside,
yes,
defending the plant, and the Ukrainians are attacking it, and it's on Ukrainian soil. And so there can only be one conclusion, and that is the Ukrainian army desires to blow up a nuclear power plant because they believe it will trigger Article 5 of the NATO treaty, because the radiation will spread across Europe, and they will be able to argue that radiation has fallen on NATO nations, therefore NATO must come into Ukraine and fight the Russians.
Right.
I can't think of any other reason. Why would you shoot at a power plant?
Your own power plant at that.
Yes. Which shows that they don't care about the Ukrainian people. If they did, they wouldn't do such a thing. The Russians are actually being more responsible for the Ukrainian people than the Ukrainian army. Because the Russians aren't trying to blow up a nuclear power plant. They're trying to prevent it from being blown up.
And for the first time this week, the Russians actually shut down part of the access to the power grid from the nuclear power plant. And if you listen to the Western media, the reason why is because they're punishing Ukraine. Mm-hmm. But actually what was going on is the Ukrainians were knocking down power lines leading to the power plant, and the Russians were trying to prevent an overload back onto mm-hmm. the plant itself. So once again, you've got, don't just listen to what the Western media says. Listen to what Rick finds out on all these different stories. Rick finds things that no one else finds. And so all in an effort to keep you informed and to keep you prepared for what's coming in the near future.
Just remember this. The same people who fed you COVID propaganda are feeding you Ukrainian propaganda.
Yes.
It's the same people. Next one is also from Russia, TASS news agency. Patriarch Kirill and Russian Duma leader set to discuss bill to ban LGBT propaganda. So Patriarch Kirill is the leader of the Russian Orthodox Church. Mr. Volodin is basically the Speaker of the House.
Yes.
The Duma is the Russian parliament. And there is a bill working its way through the Russian parliament that would ban homosexual propaganda in the entire country.
Now think about that. I mean, that's a significant statement there, Rick, that they're actually talking about banning homosexual propaganda throughout
yes.
the country.
And the church has endorsed it.
Right.
And is calling upon Russian legislators to resist the values of the United States.
Yes. And so,
doesn't that make you want to just vomit? That a Christian leader of a national church in another country is pleading with the government of that country.
A former communist nation.
Yes, a former communist nation saying, protect us from the heathens in America.
Right. Well, let's read the article here, portions of it. Patriarch Kirill of Moscow and all Russia addressed the State Duma Speaker Vyacheslav Volodin with a proposal to hold a public discussion of the bill banning information that promotes non-traditional sexual relations. This was reported by the Telegram channel of the Duma on Friday. Patriarch Kirill addressed Vyacheslav Volodin with a proposal to organize a public discussion of a bill banning information that promotes non-traditional sexual relations. In his address, the Patriarch positively assessed the draft federal law, its relevance, and expressed support for this initiative, the Telegram message says. Now, on July 18th, a group of deputies submitted a bill to the State Duma, which is like our Congress here, House of Representatives here, which promotes a complete ban on information that promotes non-traditional relationships and allows propaganda of the denial of family values. Now, the authors of the initiative believe that it is necessary to establish measures aimed at ensuring the intellectual, moral, and mental security of society, including in the form of a ban on actions aimed at popularizing the denial of family values and non-traditional sexual relations. Rick, where are the representatives, where are the members of Congress here in the United States standing up supporting this kind of legislation here?
They're not. The only thing that American evangelical Christian leaders care about is promoting the political agenda of the state of Israel. That's the only thing they care about. They don't care about righteousness. They don't care about the children. They really don't. They only care about the state of Israel. That's the only way you can get them mobilized. It's the only way they'll write letters, send emails to legislators. It's the only thing that motivates them. They don't care. American evangelical Christian leaders simply don't care. And the despicable mess of this country, the blame lays on their doorstep. They are at fault. These cowardly, wimpy, timid preachers that run American evangelical denominations and mega churches and religious broadcasting empires, they're going to stand before a holy God someday and give an account for why they refuse to warn a nation to repent and turn to Jesus Christ. They're going to give an account to God for why they silenced men who did preach righteousness. That judgment day is coming. They are to blame. They are to blame for the mess of this country. Doc, I've watched this for years. As a child in 1962, when the Supreme Court banned Bible reading and prayer in public school, I was too young to understand it then, but I watched it as I grew up. And as the decades have gone by, court ruling after court ruling stripped away America's religious heritage to the point that there was nothing left. And then the perverts took over. And now the Christian leaders are afraid to defy the perverts.
Yes.
They're intimidated by the perverts. And the Russian leaders are standing up saying, we don't want American values to get inside our country and destroy our children. They'll turn our children into transvestites. They'll have our children going to drag queen shows.
Or going for transgender operations.
Or operations. Did you see the photograph of the partially naked, almost naked lesbian with a little child on a dance pole?
Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah. We actually have that story on True News right now so that you can go see it. So
why are these people not being arrested for destroying the morality of children? Why? Why is this being allowed to happen? I'll tell you why, because the church in America is run by cowards. Cowards afraid to preach, afraid to stand up, afraid to declare righteousness. They won't do it. They're afraid they'll get in trouble. They're afraid somebody will call them a name. They're afraid they'll be blacklisted. They'll be deplatformed. They'll be ostracized. So what? They've done it to me, all of them. All of that has been done to me, and I'm still here. They haven't shut my mouth.
Both by foes and friends.
Yes, yes. Some of my worst enemies are religious leaders who have tried to shut me down. They're just as bad as the heathens and the pagans and the witches and the warlocks and the homosexuals. They're just as bad.
And all because we stand up for righteousness and holiness and that this nation will answer to a holy God.
Yes, that's
but
right.
Nobody believes that, Rick.
Nope, they don't. They don't believe it. But that judgment day is coming.
But something's shaking up Russia right now. Something's putting the fear of God into the people of Russia. Russia's not perfect, but we're not passing laws to outlaw LGBT propaganda, are we?
No, but the Russians see America as evil.
That's right.
They think we're evil. You know what? We are evil. We are an evil nation now. We were not evil years ago, but we are now an evil nation. And you have to come to grips with what we are. Our moral condition is disgusting, absolutely disgusting. It is a stench in the nostrils of God. And the Russians are saying, we don't want American values to destroy our country. There was a day when American values is what everybody wanted.
Yes, that's why people came to America.
Yes.
Because of our values.
Now, the last thing I want anybody to have are American values. What are these values? They're demonic. They're satanic. What the corruption, the immorality, it's so great, I can't even comprehend it. I think a lot of us we're in a state of shock that this has taken control of the country. But it took control of the country because the pastors in this country, by and large, most of them were a lot of cowards. And they wouldn't preach. And they were focused on building their empires and, you know, living their best lives now. And, you know, and they didn't preach righteousness. And behind the scenes, Satan's people were working, organizing, like termites eating away the foundation of the country.
Yes, that's a just great description.
Just ate the foundation of the country. Now the country's collapsing. And nobody knows what to do. Most people are just waiting on it to collapse. I think most patriots have resigned themselves. It's going to collapse. It's over. It's done. It's finished. It's going to collapse. We're just waiting to hear the sound, see the dust. It can't survive like this without an outpouring of remorse and sadness and sorrow from the church. God, Doc, God doesn't bring judgment on nations because of sinners.
No, but because of the righteous.
Yes. Nations are judged because of the wickedness of the people who claim to be the people of God.
Yes.
Sinners are sinners. See, people say, well, Rick, you're really hard on America. Well, why doesn't God judge China? Because they don't claim to be Christian.
Right.
They're sinners. This country pretends to be Christian and sins against God and isn't ashamed of its sin. And now it's become rebellion. It's outright rebellion against God. Defiance. And the church is timid. The church is paralyzed. The church is quiet. I got kicked off of a Christian television network 2 or 3 weeks ago. You know what my crime was? They're just as bad as Facebook and YouTube and all the rest of them. My crime was I looked in the camera and said, if this war in Ukraine is not settled by fall, we will be looking at a nuclear war by Christmas. And for that statement, the next day, my show was taken off of Christian television. You cowards. I hope you people at that network are watching me. You're a bunch of timid cowards. You're going to stand before Almighty God someday and give an account for shutting down a preacher of righteousness and not allowing him to preach repentance. How dare you do it? How dare you do it and call yourself a Christian television network? Shame, shame, Doc, shame on what these people are doing.
Well, the Bible says that judgment's going to begin first at the house of God.
It should. It should. Why not? These people, these big networks, they've been given hundreds of millions of dollars. I mean, when you add it up over decades, billions and billions of dollars.
Right.
And this country's in worse shape today than it was when they started.
Yeah, think about that.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, Roe versus Wade was overturned, but abortion isn't outlawed in this country, is it?
No, you've got people fighting to keep killing babies.
Right. Even the portions of the church.
Yes.
Homosexual marriage is allowed. Pornography runs rampant. I mean, what did the church do over the past 40 to 50 years? We've gone backwards.
Yes.
We've got bigger churches, but less morality.
Yes.
We've got greater preachers, but less preaching.
Yes.
So
you've got it, and that's the state that we're in. When I do programs that teach the Word of God, I get pushback from our audience. I get pushback. We want to hear the news. We don't want to hear the Bible. And this is from Christian people. Give us the news. We don't want to hear the Bible. Okay? See, this is the state of the church in America. They do not want the Word of God. They don't want to be brought into subjection to the Word of God. They don't want to surrender to God. They don't want to submit to God. They just want to be able to call themselves Christian and then do whatever they want to do. It is a sad, sorry state that we're in. And I've been warning and warning and warning. This war is coming so fast. You know, we prepared a whole bunch of news. We're not going to get to it. All right. What does it really matter? What does it matter? The country's corrupt. The country is immoral. And hearing more news is not going to make it moral.
And I don't think even a large portion of the church, I know, that a large portion of church has not come to terms with our lack of righteousness, our lack of morality at all.
No, not at all.
We just wrap ourselves in the flag, and now we're talking about Christian nationalism, which is as much of a cult as anything else.
Oh, man, there's some people out there that scare me. There are people on the right that they are now scaring me because they are starting to talk like little Hitlerites. And it's scary. And it needs to be opposed also. The far right and the far left both need to be condemned and opposed because both sides are dangerous. Both sides are leading the country towards violence and bloodshed. But this is the state that we're in right now, Doc. And
we're in the revolution cycle still, aren't we?
We are. But we're in the war cycle, and we're in the fourth turning.
All these coinciding at once.
And a great war is coming, and it may be this year. A great war is coming. It could be this year. You've got the former president of Russia today quoting the book of the Revelation, saying the first angel has sounded his trumpet. Maybe we can stop the rest of the trumpets. Does that sound like somebody who wants to have a nuclear war?
No, that sounds like an old-time preacher preaching.
Yeah. So, you know, we ought to offer Dmitry Medvedev a TV show, you know?
On Bible prophecy.
Bible prophecy with Dmitry Medvedev. Because he seems to know more about the Bible than the preachers. And he's aware that we are in a very dangerous time. But what I'm trying to tell you is that no politics is going to change this. No amount of news that you're watching is going to change it. The only thing that is going to change it is true repentance. That's remorseful crying out to God We are sorry, O God. We repent of our sins. We have offended you, Father. Have mercy on us. Do not allow us to get what we deserve.
Amen. Withhold your hand of judgment.
Yes. Do not allow us to get what we deserve as a people. That's what we need right now in this country. But I look around, it is nowhere. And I've done my best to try to get this message across. But I can expect to get deplatformed by Facebook and YouTube and the people that serve Satan. But I can't even get this message on Christian television.
And we're willing to pay our way to
yes.
do it, too. That's the ironic thing.
They put so many restrictions on you. So many. You have no idea, folks. You have no idea what these Christian religious television broadcasters do. They put restrictions on you. They muzzle your mouth. They tell you what you can say, what you can't say.
And then expect you to pay for it.
And then they want you to pay for it. And if you get out of line the slightest, they chop your legs off because they don't want anybody telling their audience, there may be a nuclear war this year. You might want to get your life together. You might want to get your act together and repent of your sins and get your family. So they don't want them to hear it. They just, you know why? They just want the people to just keep giving money. Just keep sending the money. Keep sending the money.
If there's a nuclear war, that'll stop.
Yes. But they're going to ride it all the way out. They're going to ride it all the way out. But they're not going to tell anybody. And they'll shut down any preacher who tries to tell people, we have to repent. We have to believe on the name of Jesus Christ. We're in grave trouble, serious grave trouble. There's talk every day of nuclear war. And I don't know where to turn. I do not know where to turn as a preacher of the righteousness. I mean, obviously, I turn to God, but I don't know where to turn in this natural world for support to get this message out. I'm telling you, my friends, if Billy Graham were 35 years old today, he could not get started today. They would shut him down. You're going to preach what? You're going to preach what? Repent and turn to Jesus? No, 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 no. You're not going to get on our religious television network and preach that stuff. Well, you can't preach it on Facebook either or YouTube. It's banned everywhere. Just think about where we're at right now. The preaching of the gospel is banned. You say, oh, no, I watch Christians. That ain't the gospel.
Amen.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. That's not the gospel. The gospel is repent of your sins, believe in the name of Jesus Christ, be baptized. That stuff that's being preached on TV, is most of it is not the gospel. And they can get away with it. But when you start telling people, when you start messing with their sins, when you start convicting people of their sins, they shut you down really fast. And I got to shut myself down because I'm running out of time for this broadcast, because we're limited right now to 28 minutes and 30 seconds. I'll see you on the next show.